Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
A Sunday school teacher, trying to impress the little boys in her class, told the story of David and Goliath. In the class, there was one lad with an attitude. He thought he was pretty tough himself. So the teacher bore down on how big Goliath was, picturing him as so big and tall that he would have dwarfed Yao Ming, the 7'5" giant of a basketball player, China's import to the Houston Rockets. Then turning to the boy, she said, "How would you like to fight someone that big?" Squirming, the boy replied, "No way. But if you bring on somebody about my size, I'll take him on any day." The problem, though, is that the giants you face in life don't come special order. Some problems seem to be your size. Some are giants. Yet you still have to face them. When Joshua sent spies into the land, they came back saying their foes were giants. In assessing the situation, Joshua made a fascinating statement. He said, "Only don't rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Don't fear them." The giants, he said, are bread for us, multigrain loaf. The word he used was generally used of wheat or grain, which had been ground and then made into a loaf. The same word was used for the showbread in the tabernacle. So he is really saying that these giants whom you fear will be ground like wheat, becoming, yes, bread for you. You'll thrive on them, seeing what God does, and like the nourishment you get from bread, they will feed your faith and make you strong. That's the way it is with the giants in your life. Yes, you would prefer that you don't take on the giants. But remember, without bread you die. And without taking on the giants in your life, you will never know that God is bigger than any problem you ever face. Giants show you the limitation which besets you, so you know that God, not your ingenuity or cleverness, took down the giant. The measure of your fear also reveals the strength or weakness of your faith. Too often we never lift our eyes from the giants of life to the strength of God above. He turns giants into pygmies. "They are bread for you," says Joshua. An unknown author wrote, "Every time you meet a difficulty, every time you find yourself in an impossible situation, ask yourself this question, am I going to starve here or am I going to eat?" Now, if you are relying on the Lord for victory and allow His overcoming life to be manifested in you, you will find fresh nourishment and increased vitality, and you will be fed once again. Bear in mind that people who do not eat well cannot grow into maturity. Our bread is not only the Word of God. Our meat is not only to do His will. Our bread is also the Anakim, the giants, the difficulties in our way, end quote. So what happens when you see a giant in your pathway? Smile and say, "Well, here comes my bread." And thank God that the giant can be subdued. A closing thought. Most contemporary modern translations leave out the phrase describing giants as bread. But that's exactly what Joshua said. And knowing that God allowed the giant to be in your path so that you might subdue it and thus grow from the experience makes the whole ordeal less frightening. Those giants have been around for a long time. Joshua's advice is good. Don't rebel against God. Don't be afraid of the giant. But like David, confront him in the name of the Lord, and your giant will become bread for your soul.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.